Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and I hope that you're having an amazing afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805, where we talk about anything to listen, learn, and laugh with. And again, I've got Jennifer here. How are you?
I'm doing great today. It's a great Saturday.
Yeah. Sherry, how's it going?
Fantastic.
All right. And Tom, what's going on?
Everything's good here on a Saturday, Kim.
There you go. Well, we've got lots of things that we're going to talk about. We've got lots of events that we are involved in, and we've got lots of giveaways. So I want you to write down this phone number, 805-419-0008. Also, if you have anything in the 805 that you want to promote on our show, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com or just give us a call at 805-419-0008. I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock show. If you're up early or if you're not, you can always listen to that at 6 o'clock every Saturday morning. Also, you can hear us on our website, kimpaganoshow.com. Also on iTunes. We're all over the place. And we have a new newsletter that's going out that will let you know all the great things that are happening in the 805. Our first guest today is Judy O'Byrne, and she's going to talk about her book, Unwavering Strength, and stories to inspire you through challenging times. We all have challenging times, but it's all about how we get through it. And so we're going to be talking with her about that. Linda Kearns, an actress who will be performing in Memphis at the Cabrillo Music Theater. And so we've got some tickets for that. And then lastly, we're going to be talking with Scott Vincent Borba. He is amazing. He's been on my show before. And his book is Cooking Your Way to Gorgeous. So all of those things, that's what we're going to be talking about today. I want to remind everybody to get out to the Blue and the Gray. It's brought on to the Moorpark Rotary Club. They've got a new location, so it's a great one. It's over at adjacent to Moorpark College, and the gates open this morning at 10 o'clock, and then again tomorrow, so it's Saturday and Sunday. So if you didn't miss it today, you can go tomorrow. So with that, also, let's see, we've got the Ojai Film Festival coming on, and get out there. It's all weekend long. That's through today through the 10th. So definitely you want to get out there for that. Lots of great films. There's a brunch out there. It's really cool to be out in Ojai. So anyways, Tom, what are some of our giveaways?
We do have Ronald Reagan Library tickets, Amazing Automobiles, the Ultimate Car Exhibit that's happening starting just in late October all the way through to May 1st. So it's a long-running exhibit of automobiles. Yeah. I was there for their motorcycle exhibit a couple of years ago.
Really?
I'm sure this is going to be just as good. The grease car is going to be there. The Pope Mobile, imagine that. Lots of history and amazing automobiles. We have Beauty and the Beast at the Fred Cavley Theater, and that's in early December. So we'll give away tickets for the most beautiful love story ever told, coming to life in that lush presentation of the Broadway classic, and Memphis at the Cabrillo Music Theater. And that is going on for about another week.
Yeah.
And it's from the underground dance clubs of 1950s Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis is a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical.
There you go. In fact, let's just start off the show with a couple tickets to Memphis, and that's over at the Cabrillo Music Theater, and again, November 14th through the 23rd. All you have to do is call right now at 805-419-0008. Put your name and your phone number in there, and one of the team members from the Kim Pagano Show will get back with you. Well, let's start our show off today. How are you guys? Everybody doing good?
We're doing terrific.
Okay, good. All right, our first guest, Judy. Judy, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your story and your journey.
Well, My story starts on a beautiful beach in Maui, Hawaii. And
okay, where do we go? When do we go?
We'd like to join you.
Exactly. Field That's trip. What I was thinking. I thought, good picture to paint for everybody. And trust me, it was a beautiful, beautiful beach. It was just a little inlet. And we were married there, and my husband and our extended families. And, you know, we come home, thought, great. This is going to be an exciting life, you know, bringing our families together. And my mom lives downstairs. And little did I know that was the beginning of a sequence of events that would change my life in an extreme way. And that was, you know, what happened. That was the beginning of, you know, where we ended up. And we talked about our fifth year anniversary. We would do something similar again and head off to a tropical island somewhere. And never could we have imagined that on our fifth anniversary, he was no longer with me. And either was, you know, a majority of our family was all gone as well.
Wow. So what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
We ended up, once we came home, my mom was the first one. She lived in our house with us, and she was the first one of to actually get diagnosed with cancer. And she passed away we actually spent our first year of our anniversary in the hospital with her as she was, you know, transferring or passing on. And then that just led to, next was my job. I had been there for 15 years, and one day I get walked out, and a month after that I'm home, and I've got my dog there with me, and he gets sick, and he ultimately has, within a month, he is diagnosed with terminal cancer, and we actually put him down. So then we thought, okay, fine, that's enough. That's three things that have happened, no more. And within a year, my husband's sister gets diagnosed with, she has a heart attack. Week later, she actually passed away from terminal cancer.
Wow, you know, so your book, okay, I mean, you mm-hmm. know, what you're talking about, and I'm so sorry for all your losses.
Thank you.
And yet, Kim, there's... hi, Judy. It's Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
She's so incredible, even with those losses.
Yeah.
What she has done with her losses is incredible.
Yeah, because you are still inspiring people, and that just really goes to show you truly are the brighter side. And how have you made that through your journey?
You know, it was as I was going through it, and it just kept happening and happening. You know, you come to the, thankfully at the end, I lost six people total to cancer in that 4.5 years, you know, with my husband and two of his sisters, my mom, my dog, and my daughter's best friend. And at the end of it, it was, I knew that I needed something. I needed to make the decision that said, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to let grief consume me, or I have to take this and make something really good out of it. I need the passion back in my life that I want to focus on. And that's when, you know, I chose the road of you know, writing a book and gathering stories to inspire others, because I felt that was just too important, you know, that people needed to know that they weren't alone through their own journey. I felt that was really, really important.
Judy, I have a question for you. I think when tragedy strikes all of us, it is our hope that we will be able to do the same thing, to look past it and see what the good is on the other side. But have you always been like that, or is that something you learned to do because of this tragedy? Because I think that would be hard if you're not normally that positive and strong of a person.
It's a great question, because I don't, you know, if I looked back, I don't know that I was that way. You know, I think I had to really dig deep. I think you're right that it's got to be in you, but yet at the same time, it's, you know, I think it was because it was so tragic, so fast, that it was, I had no choice.
It was
if
a
I wanted
sink or swim.
Survive. Yes.
And so when you were looking at the stories from the authors and Unwavering Strength, I mean, what did you learn from those stories? What did you gather?
Oh, people would come with their stories, and I was just, I mean, I thought I had been through a time, and here there are all of these amazing people who became victorious, who took something, you know, tragic, and it didn't have to be death. It could have been a change in their life because, you know, losing your job or losing your spouse or, you know, changing, you know, a phobia can be pretty devastating. So meeting all of these authors and getting all of these stories, I realized that there is a lot of people who have dug deep. And I wanted to find the means, the tools to bring them out to and show other people that it isn't just one or two people. There isn't a special gift we have. There is lots and lots and lots of people who can do this, can, you know, find the strength within. And that's really what this is about, is that every single person has their own unwavering strength. We just have to recognize it.
So, Judy, you and I met at a workshop, you know, studying the laws of the universe, and we always talk about we're so much greater than any circumstances that we're in. And often I tell my clients that you are so much more than any situation that you're in. What would you tell somebody that is struggling right now? If someone's listening to our show, what would you tell them that if they're struggling with something that's really difficult?
Exactly what you said is the strength that we have within ourselves is much more powerful than what you realize, and that you have more in yourself than you think you do. And reach out. There is far more, nothing more important than reaching out to other people, because you'd be surprised how much healing I even got to go through reaching out to all the authors, the co-authors.
And I have to thank you for that, because when I met you, I was in a very painful place. It was not, well, it had been about a year and a half after my divorce, but you and I just kind of were kindred spirits. We kind of,
yes.
I don't know what happened, but we both just found each other at that workshop.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Don't you think that people that are going through hard times, when you know you're not alone?
It was a magnetic force. It was the law of attraction. And Judy was just such a sweetheart. And, well, you are a sweetheart. And you're still a sweetheart.
Thank you. But it's true, though. I think it's you need to reach out beyond, because you'd be surprised at the connection that you get, because you don't need to go through a journey alone. And what people don't realize is, given the opportunity to talk about the book and talk about my story, is so healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I lost a baby, and. I have to tell you, I'm a hair therapist, and I own my own salon at that point. And I remember clients walking in, and they just didn't know the right words. And it was like,
yes.
You know, I just wanted to say, you know what? Just talk to me about it. Don't make me feel weird that you're not talking to me about it, you know? And the other thing that I want to say is, you know, I say this all the time. My grandmother used to say this. We all put our problems on the table and we'll all take our own out. Because I really feel like, you know, each one of us has the strength to handle, even though you feel like it's the hardest thing in your life and you don't. But once you kind of walk through it and face the hurt and the pain, that was your problem, your journey of what you needed to learn.
And who you become. I mean, the tragedies that you face through life, that is really what defines who you are.
Yeah, it definitely. So
I think the greatest thing I ever did, you know, my daughter, she didn't have a dad by all intents and purposes. Her dad, she was a year old and he moved back east. And I used to say to her, these were the cards you were dealt. And I think that was the greatest thing I ever told her. And I used to tell her that all the time. And you know what? She really never felt different. She never really felt like, oh, I don't have a normal family. Years later, you know, yeah, she went to therapy in her 20s and thought, oh, yeah, I did kind of come from a different family. But she didn't feel that way growing up necessarily.
Right. Judy O'Byrne is who we're talking to right now. Unwavering Strength. Where do we find your book? If somebody's going through some really hard times and they want to feel not alone
and inspired,
exactly. Where would we find your book?
I have the quickest place it would be to find it on my website, of course, unwaveringstrength.com. And it is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. I appreciate you being our guest here.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Okay. Our next guest is Linda Kearns, and she is going to be talking about Memphis, and we've got tickets for that. So let's give out a pair of tickets right now to Memphis, and that is 805-419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
Kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Join us on December 11th, 2014 for a Winter Wonderland holiday extravaganza to benefit Give Kids the World and the Kiwanis Foundation of Thousand Oaks from 6 p.m. till midnight. The event will include a holiday buffet, dancing, DJ, raffles, and a silent auction. Bring your office for a truly memorable event this holiday season. Please call Rosemary Barney to purchase your ticket or a table today at 818-707-1220, extension 619. Visit www.2kiwanis.org for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I did want to share with everybody, Winter Wonderland is December 11th. And let me tell you a little bit about that. It's such a great benefit that gives kids the world village. And Kiwanis of Thousand Oaks is putting that on.
It's happening on a 70-acre it's a village. It's beautiful nonprofit resort in Central Florida that creates magical memories for children with life-threatening illnesses and their families. It provides accommodations at its whimsical resort, donated attraction tickets, meals, and more for a week-long cost-free fantasy vacation with the help of many generous individuals, corporations, and partnering wish-granting organization. Gives Kids the World has welcomed more than 122,000 families from all 50 states and over 74 countries. Tables of 10 will be $650 and include two bottles of wine. Individual tickets will be $65 and are welcome. The evening will include a holiday buffet, dancing, DJs, raffles, the whole deal, and a silent auction, too. Contact Rosemary Barney at 818-707-1220, 818-707-1220.
There you go. And what a great cause. You know, it is, it's like we all can do our little part in, you know, giving back. So I definitely want to invite you to that. That's also on our website, and it's also on our newsletters. So definitely get involved in that if you want to be a part of the brighter side and help out some kids. Well, I want to thank everyone for being here, and thank you so much for joining us. Our next guest is Linda Kearns, and Linda, are you there?
I sure am.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and how did you become an actress on Memphis?
Oh, my gosh. That's a really long story. I don't think you want it. But I went to college, and then I went to acting school, and then I lived in New York and did Broadway theater for a long time. And then I moved out to Los Angeles and loved the weather and have a house and a dog and, you know, normal people things. And just have kept acting, and I'm also doing some directing out here. And I teach singing at UCLA.
Wow, but busy lady, huh?
Yeah, very busy.
Wow.
I'm at the moment, obviously, I'm doing Memphis out at Cabrillo Music Theater in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, I'm excited to go see that.
You're going to love it. It's amazing. We were having a run through last night, and it's just an incredible cast. The dancers are spectacular, and it's an amazing.
Tell us a little bit, without giving it away, for people that maybe haven't seen it before, tell us a little bit about what it's going to be about.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. About what?
Tell us a little bit about what Memphis is all about.
It's essentially the story of a kind of outcast guy in Tennessee, in Memphis, who becomes a radio DJ. And he plays what is called, at that time in the 50s, race music, colored people music, black singers, R&B, on a white radio station.
I love
which,
it.
Oh, wow. Imagine, very controversial.
Back in the early 50s, that was not initially very well received.
Controversy.
He sort of turns that around. He talks about the character Huey, talks about the music of his soul, and tries to get that music out to a wider audience, to the white population, who think of it, either don't think of it or think of it as something sinful or evil.
Kind of like the way rap music
came out originally.
Exactly.
So
he works to turn things around, and he has I'm not going to give anything more away, but he has a love interest, and he has a kind of mother who's not real happy about what he's doing, and that's who I play, Gladys. And it's the story of his journey and what happens, and so it encompasses a lot of things. It encompasses things that are very, you know, much in our news today, race relations and accepting other people of other races or sexualities or people that are different.
So it's about tolerance, right?
Yes, it's about tolerance and about letting go of fear.
That's great. Wow, that's a great message.
That's a message we can always get a little refresher on, I think.
Yeah. Now, would kids enjoy this? Or a little too over their head?
I'm sorry, you're popping in and out. I'm on
Would kids enjoy this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're such great. It's got a message. But the message for a kids' audience would be just as important, and it's got a lot of great singing and dancing and, you know, lights and brights and, you know, all that great stuff.
stuff that kids love.
That's a great point, Kim. That's, you know, that's how you talk to kids. You know, you watch a TV show or you watch a play or you watch a musical, and then afterwards you have dialogue with them and you talk about these issues and you ask them, you know, what do you think about that?
Yeah, what's the message that you got? Because we can maybe, because of our experience, we can get these messages,
these
but they don't
moments.
Have, you
teaching
know.
Oh, absolutely. Moments.
Absolutely.
So we're the
I remember for me, that's what first attracted me to theater, was going to see something and being able to talk about it afterward and try to understand what it was I'd seen.
Oh, that's great. So we're the brighter side of 805. And so what was your moment, Linda, your brightest moment when you sort of transformed your career and decided, I'm going to be an actress?
Well, you know, honestly, I really knew when, believe it or not, when I was 5 years old and played the lead in a kindergarten musical. And the acceptance that I received from that audience's parents, I immediately went, oh my gosh, I need to do this all the time. But I got, I did some other things along the way. I went to college and I was kind of pressured a little bit by my family into getting a normal, quote, normal
plan
job.
B, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You've got to have a plan B. And I realized at one point, right as I was graduating college, that I felt if I was going to be unemployed, I'd rather be unemployed on plan A than unemployed on plan B.
You know, so many people think that way. And I think that's so great, because are you living their life? Or are we living our own life?
And more and more today, because we're living so much longer. I mean, I'm coaching so many people that are reinventing themselves. They're like, I don't want the corporate life anymore. I want to do something that, I mean,
your passion.
Well, and I call it your God-given gift. That's what I call it. Your God-given gift. The gift that, you know, I bet you, Jennifer, I could probably tell you, because, okay, you could throw a party like no tomorrow, right? I mean, that's kind of what
I could, because I love it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, I can too. That's not my career, but I could do that.
Right.
So if I had to figure out another thing and I couldn't do hair anymore or something like it, I could throw a party in like no time and people would have, I would love it. I'd have that little thing that you talked about.
Linda, I have a question for you. So did you graduate from college when you were younger?
I actually left college one semester short of getting my Bachelor of Music Education.
So for all of our listeners that are out there today, would you tell younger people it is important to get an education and then follow your passion?
Well, I think it depends on the person. Some people are cut out to be college students and some people aren't. You know, I think it depends on what field you're planning on going into. But I think if you're planning on being in theater or music, art, I think practical experience is a lot of the education. And I do think that, you know, taking acting classes, taking singing and dancing, going to maybe a conservatory situation is a great idea. But also, here I am teaching at UCLA, and, you know, I think it's good for people to have a general education. Because the more you know, the more you take on stage with you.
Right. And I think education is the king right now. Yeah. I mean, you can find out so much on the internet, but the more you have, the more you have in your pocket.
And it's not so terrible to have a plan B, because, you know, it might...
Oh, no, not at all.
I mean, it may be difficult.
If I hadn't worked on the plan B, I wouldn't have as many... careers.
I agree. I mean, I'm a therapist, but I'm also a life coach, and I also wrote a book, and I blog, and I do so many things, and it just makes life so interesting, right?
Yeah,
I don't think anybody in this day and age can just have the one thing that they do, because there's very little job security.
Right.
Exactly. You have to be ready for the next door to open and be prepared to handle it.
Hey, there you go.
Well,
I love
said,
it.
Jennifer.
I know. Linda Kearns, Memphis, when are we going to see this? And I know it's coming up right now.
Yeah, we open November 14th, which is next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we run through the 23rd. It's only 9 performances, I think. So you got to make your plans right now.
I love
it. It's just for 2 weekends.
Okay.
And it's a big theater, so we can get a lot of people in there.
There you go. And we actually have tickets. So, again, we're going to give away some right now on the show. So thank you for getting us so excited about this. And that is over at the Cabrillo Music Theater. And all you have to do right now is give us a call at 805-419-0008. 419-0008 and mention Memphis. Get your name in and part of the team. The Kim Pagano Show will get back with you and see if you are a winner. So definitely get all those calls in. Linda, I'm so excited to see you and meet you and learn more. And what a great, I love when there's a play that has a message. So thank you so much for joining us here.
You're so welcome. My pleasure.
You got it. And I'm glad that you went with Plan B.
That's right.
So, I am too. Hopefully
you got it. All right. Thank you so much again. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show here on AM 1590 KVTA. And again, I want to remind you of our 6 o'clock show, right? We have 6 o'clock every Saturday. It's all about the brighter side. We talk about anything that can make you laugh and love and just be inspired. That's what this is all about. Our next guest, Scott Vincent Borba, is joining us. He is, his book is really interesting. It's funny, Sherry's like, you guys just like to talk about food, but his book is a little bit different. It's Cooking Your Way to Gorgeous. And so, gosh, I mean, he's got skin-friendly superfoods. He's got age-reversing recipes. And he's got fabulous homemade facials.
I love that because sometimes you just, your face doesn't feel good and you want to look at it right. You want to fix it right then.
Yeah.
Go look in your pantry and you can whip up a quick facial.
There you go. All right. So stay with us because we're going to be talking with him. Again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Join us on December 11th, 2014 for a Winter Wonderland holiday extravaganza to benefit Give Kids the World and the Kiwanis Foundation of Thousand Oaks from 6 p.m. till midnight. The event will include a holiday buffet, dancing, DJ, raffles, and a silent auction. Bring your office for a truly memorable event this holiday season. Please call Rosemary Barney to purchase your ticket or a table today at 818-707-1220, extension 619. Visit www.2kiwanis.org for more information.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And gosh, you know, there's so many activities going around. If you could see your hair right now.
I could feel it was not a good look.
It looked like,
I had to get them on fast. Oh, my headphones.
She put her headphones on, but her hair was like, it just looked funny. Anyways, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I do want to go over a couple of things that are happening out here. In fact, today we've got, the Blue and Gray Festival.
Yes, you have time right now to get over for the spectacular Twilight Battle, and it starts at 5:15, and that's a great event to see.
Yeah, definitely. And not only today, but tomorrow,
whole day.
Yeah, and they're actually at a new, a different place this time, and they've changed their location, so it's adjacent from Moore Park College.
Yes, and these people are amazing because they stay in character the entire day. You cannot get them out of character, and especially if you're going to bring your family there, maybe someone that an older person that was a part of the military, or your children, and they'll know what Veterans Day is a little bit more about.
Yeah,
you know, they can see exactly what come to life before them. It's very
funny. I wonder if you know, we've had a couple of them on our show before where they take their life really serious, don't they, Tom?
Veterans?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
They're in costume, but not only that, I mean, it's their character. It's really their life.
It's who they are.
Yeah. So anyways, also the Ojai Film Festival is going on. That started on November 6th and it's going to the 10th. And over the past few years, the Ojai Film Festival has expanded its creative platform. And so they're going to focus on Earth and mini festival films. And there's also the 805. A lot of the film producers are from the 805 as well as Hollywood.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, they come out here to escape.
Yeah. There you go.
To get away from all of it.
So I have a 4-pack that I'd love to give away right now to that, and that is to the Ojai Film Festival. So if anybody's interested in going and checking that out, there's going to be films, you know, for the whole time, the 6th through November 6th through the 10th. So give us a call at 805-419-0008. So, Jennifer, are you awake?
I am. Yeah. Thank you. I wanted to go ahead and talk about Reduce before we finish up here today. If you are looking to get a head start on your weight loss goals, it's so hard, but we always are talking about being healthy, and one of the most important parts of being healthy is you have to lose that weight. And sometimes before you can start exercising, following a diet, you need that jump start. I encourage anyone to contact Reduce at 805-375-4150, and they will help you lead a healthy lifestyle. It's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy, and they are there to help you achieve those goals. Again, the phone number is 805-375-4150. It's located in Newberry Park. There's no food to buy. There's people on staff to help you, and I encourage everyone to give them a call.
Yeah, and our next guest, I think actually he might be on the line right now, but we're waiting for him to get with us. But you know, what do you guys do at home that helps you beautify, you know? I mean, do you give yourself facials?
It's funny you said that. My daughter just gave me a rose petal mask.
Ooh.
And I really enjoyed it.
So what did you?
I put it on this morning while I took my bath. Does it look?
Yeah.
Do I look more moist?
She looks glowing. Yeah.
We have to do something though.
Not really sure I like the word moist though.
Yeah, no. Oh God, I love it. I love it. How about you, Jennifer?
Do I look more fresh? Fresh. Oh, and it's by Fresh.
It's by Fresh?
Nice. It's by Fresh.
Oh, there you go.
I will buy anything that says anti-aging or alpha hydroxy. Like, I always think that is the miracle worker. Because it gets rid of sun damage, wrinkles, all of that.
Yeah, there you go. You know, what's interesting to me is, do you guys like a scrub?
Oh, yeah. We have to do scrub as we get older because our pores seem to be more enlarged.
Yeah, there you go. I know. I love scrub. I know it's probably, I don't know. But
do you scrub your body?
No, I just don't. Well, I actually do. I mean, like if I'm in a bath, I scrub my body. But I like a scrub on my face. So let's bring our next guest on. He's been on before. I love what he's got to talk about. And
we're going to talk about pores.
Yeah, cooking your way to gorgeous. I know you say we always talk about food, but we're going to talk about food that is skin friendly, superfoods, age reversing recipes, and fabulous homemade facials. So Scott, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Oh, my gosh. How are you? It's so nice to hear your voice.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad to talk to you. And I have new friends here that I'm going to introduce you to along with all my listener friends. And so we've got Jennifer and Sherry on with us. And they can't wait to hear about all the ways that they can help cook their way to gorgeous.
Yo, Jennifer and Sharon.
Hey, I want to know about pores. How to reduce my pores?
Oh, see, there you go.
That's my question of the day.
Oh, you know what? The easiest way is to go ahead and go home and take one of your eggs out, leave it out until it turns, room temperature, separate the yolk from the egg white, whip it up real quick, and throw that on your skin lightly, just kind of like a gommage.
Which part? The egg yolk?
The white.
The white part,
yeah. And let it just sit on there, and literally it kind of tells you when it's done because it almost stops the froth, so to speak. The little, oxygenated bubbles go away, and it almost looks translucent on your skin, and that's when you know that it's done. And then once you literally just barely, just rinse your face with, just really lukewarm water and pat it dry, and your pore size should, in most people, dissipate to like 50%.
You can feel it tightening on your skin.
Right.
Instantly. Yes. So
thank
good.
You.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Do that.
Scott, you know what? I wanted to see where you at in your life. What's going on? Because what's interesting. I was just reading the back of one of your books, but I need to send them to me. Makeup for Dummies and Skin Intervention. But
yeah.
I have your book, The Cooking Your Way to Gorgeous. So where are you at in your life? What's going on now?
Oh my gosh. So since last you and I spoke, I have now, transitioned and sold all of the different corporations I was, I launched or relaunched or was part of, and now I have launched and am running Scott Benson Borba Inc., which is I'm launching 7 divisions.
Oh, okay.
All at once, which is going to be, it's going to be amazing. It's an uber luxury new category I'm launching with a confidential top retailer. And I am working on my 4th book as we speak, literally. Like, we just spoke about that internally here.
Scott,
right,
you can tell us who the confidential person is. We won't tell anybody.
Jennifer, that's so, yeah, that's so funny.
It's actually probably where you and I shop. So, it's like, once in a blue moon, it's one of those, it's not the everyday, shopping place that you and I would go, but it's definitely where you'd probably grab your beautiful bag or awesome shoes.
He's giving us hints. He's giving us hints. Got
fragrance.
Okay.
But I have like, because you guys know I'm known for also my gem technology, because I launched that like 10 years ago with diamonds. And rubies and all that stuff, right?
Right.
Send us samples.
With all those years of working with it, I have been asked to create my own jewelry line tied to the mineral diamonds and diamonds that I create. And so I am launching that simultaneously with a retailer also. So
wow, you do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I know. And my first fragrance is coming out.
And your first
fragrance.
Oh, really? I love. Okay, wow. So is it a floral? Is it, what is it?
Oh, my gosh. It is sex in a bottle.
Sex in a bottle. Okay. Only Scott would have sex in the bottle. So.
It's so lovely. It is. We actually, kind of like, on the cheap, did some focus groups, a few of them. And literally, I've done plenty of my time, and 100% of the people, men and women, hands down, loved it. But
okay, we want ours. Okay, can you give us a special package out here to the Kim Pagano Show?
What do you think? You're going to be on my celebrity nail
list. I can't wait.
Yeah, is it a unisex fragrance for men and women?
It is, but it's not like that CK1 stuff. You know, it is truly, like, it's obviously linked to, you know, my equity. It works in harmony with your skin and your, you know, all of your faculties.
I love that. You know, I mean, because I'm really passionate about colognes and perfumes and smells and all that. My husband is not so much, but I love a man that wears it. And so I have to wear one that, you know, that fits, you know, I there's some that are like very overpowering. I don't like that, you know, but I love the ones that, you know how you could wear like 10 different ones and nobody says anything and you wear one and it's always,
everyone says something.
And I wear Jo Malone. People like that.
I love Jo Malone.
I'm out of it.
Yeah. And I'm Jessica McClintock.
That's a really good one. You know how you sweat, you know, or you perspire a little bit and the fragrance changes on you? That's, you know, a real big spoke in the concept where everybody's body is different. And so, you know, when you kind of, you know, are more active or are you more docile, it's really kind of taking into consideration, you know, how you are active. And it kind of, you know, works with your own body's chemistry to emit pheromones that your body really kind of accentuates, you know,
and
for yourself.
And smell is such a deal breaker when you're out there in the single
world. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
They have to smell good.
Scott, I want to talk a little bit about your superfoods. And I have some pomegranates on my tree right now. Is there anything I can do with them to help me make us feel look gorgeous?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's great. You know what? I was on a red carpet with one of my clients, and I had to also walk myself one time, and I left out of my kit blush, okay? So what was so weird is that I literally just came back from Glendale, which is a huge, in California, it's a huge, you know, Armenian community, and I went to go buy some fresh pomegranate seeds, you know, in a bag, you know, that was already picked or pre-seeded. And so I literally crushed those up, and I used it kind of like, you know, the tart, cheek stain, so to speak, and I dabbed it on the cheek, and it was the most beautiful blush color you can get because it, you know, you can't beat a true nature's red.
Oh, my God.
Well,
never.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Because you do.
So awesome.
Wow.
And then what you do is you just dab just a little bit of that same moisturizer that you put underneath on top of it just to seal it, and it is, I swear to you, more people came up to both of us and just said, boy, you look so healthy.
Wow.
And that's exactly what you want.
So when I come in tomorrow and I'm all red, you guys.
Exactly.
How did you get into this, Scott?
Oh, my gosh. Just by happenstance. It's a honest to God truth. What you guys, a lot of people have researched out, you know, on the web that, like, I tripped and fell and I had, like, a bottle of water and, like, you know, a handful of skincare, and I was taking supplements, and it all came into like one big pile, and that was like nirvana. You know, that was like the aha moment I had. It was so, I don't even know where that even came about. That's just hilarious. What happened was when I came to LA, I had a modeling contract with Ford Models, and I had to supplement that because obviously I couldn't live, you know, properly, even, you know, live, period, you know, with just a gig, you know, once a week. So, what I did was I literally, as a good Hispanic male, had like 5 to 7 jobs. And what I did was one of my jobs was as a commercial real estate broker. And so I was, one of my clients was Hard Candy, was Dina Mahajer. And she was just starting out. She was making nail polishes in her bathtub. And it was her boyfriend, Ben, and her sister, Puna. And literally it was like, hey, you know what? We need some help. And I fell into it, and I loved it. They just had like nails. They had trailer trash. I had 4 nail polishes at that time. And literally I jumped into it, and it was like, it unleashed like this creative beast in me, you know, to create glitter cosmetics and, you know, ice cubes, lip gloss rings, and it was just so much fun for me. And that is the catalyst that got me to relaunch all some of the major corporations that you know, Elf, Borba, and now, you know, I'm launching some really innovative stuff that you, Kim, I know, because I know you're just going to flip.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So, Scott, with the holidays coming around, and we all want to look our best before we go out, what can we do to our skin? What recipe do you have in your book that we can put on our skin right before we leave that gives us that glow we want, that natural glow that we want?
Okay, so what I would suggest, you know, in all honesty, there is hyaluronic acid pills, okay, or tablets that you can buy. I personally love taking, you know, I've tried a lot of them, right? So my favorite is BioCell. They make these really, you know, absorbable. I don't get sick, you know, when I take them. When you're taking this for at least, you know, a week before you go out to a major event and you're putting on some type of skincare cream or even a cleanser and a cream or even a serum and a cream that has hyaluronic acid in it too. And for those of you who do not know what hyaluronic acid literally takes your moisture content and it multiplies it by like 1,000%. So it really helps to plump and to make your skin look smooth and flawless. And it also puts into the skin a radiance what I would call a lit from within glow. So what I suggest, like 1 week beforehand, is take your hyaluronic acid pills, do your creams, drink lots of good liquid, right? But try to stay out of the harsh, you know, hot, cold type of scenarios, because that also causes erythema, which is redness. But it's really important to do what I call a titration scrub. And what that is, it's very similar to like medication titration. It's like you go on your first day, like in your shower, if you had like your normal St. Ives, like, you know, apricot scrub, you would use that for the day one, right? You know, if that's in the morning or night, whatever you prefer. And then you gently either take that scrub if you don't want to buy others and mix it with your cream cleanser to get it to a point where it comes down to a very low-level grade scrub. And that is really going to reveal, along with the hyaluronic acid, everything else, flawless-looking skin. And if you are, like, hormonal that week, or if you just, you know, have, you know, breakout skin once in a while or combination skin, I always add a 10% sulfur butter, which you can get on Amazon anywhere. And there's a great one also, too, that's on there that I even buy.
Isn't that amazing what he's talking? I mean, yeah.
But Scott, can I do that today when I go home? I have somewhere to go tonight. Can I do that scrub? If I have something like a rough scrub, like a St. Ives, could I do that tonight before I go out? Or is that?
Yeah. Yes, I would. You know, and also too, if say for instance, okay, again, this, I am not a doctor, and I preface this, and so be very careful, and I would test yourself also too with this, but I would do your scrub. Then what I would do is say for instance, you have this really great, you know, tinted moisturizer, right, that you use as a foundation or whatever.
Yes.
You use, right? Okay, so what I would do is I would take a liquid hyaluronic acid capsule that you would internalize, right? I would break it open. I would mix that hyper-concentrated dose inside, you know, your palm where you put the little dab.
And put that on my skin.
And that's a superpower, like, little approach to it, and you'll see a mega benefit to it. And then what I would do is lightly dust, like, just a really nude shimmer, or just maybe an oil that has a little bit of shimmer in it, and that will really, really pick up all of your skin that's been plumped up, and it'll light reflect so your skin looks beautiful in every single direction.
God, okay, Scott, we need you to come down here and help us out here. I'm telling you. You know, we are almost at the end of our show, and so leave us with one simple recipe that we can all use that's going to really lead us to, our gorgeous.
Something that I have in my pantry already that I don't have to
get our gorgeous on.
Yeah.
Does it have to? Okay, you know, my latest book, not the new one we're working on right now, but my latest book is kind of like a hybrid between, like, Barefoot Contessa, you know, and me, because it's not about like low calories. Can I tell you what truly is in your pantry and that's probably fattening, but it's also, you'll see a big benefit from, honestly?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It's my mac and cheese. It's my black skillet mac and cheese. The reason why is that high levels of lactic acid, which is found in cream, right, is so good for your body. Not all the time, but so good for your body. It's kind of like that hyaluronic acid example I made. If you have the right amount of lactic acid on your body, this is similar as the external hyaluronic acid. If you put lactic acid on top of your skin and they communicate, your skin will literally minimize the look of fine lines and wrinkles literally within one day because of it.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
Okay.
And so a lot of people don't know that.
Scott, I want all your other books, please. I want some of your perfume. But you know what? I'd love to have you back. I know we were a little short on time this time, but there's so much more that I want to talk and share with all my listeners about you.
Oh my God. Well, seriously, it is such an honor and blessing to even be asked back, and your team members, you know, seem so fun. I mean, I want to go and make some of my
We are a lot of fun.
So much fun.
And we're gorgeous, gorgeous.
Oh, God. Now you got them all started. I love it. I love it. Scott, Vincent, Borba, where do we find your book?
You can go on Amazon.com and buy it, as well as I would prefer if you went to www.scottvincentborba.com. And I can also autograph it for you if you do it. And you just put in, and usually they're more expensive because we have to get our inventory, but for today, any listener that actually calls in and just mentions him in their order entry, in their comments.
You got it. We're going to have to go right now, Scott. Thank you so much. I'm going to call you, and we've got to get together, and I want some of your stuff. I can't wait for all my listeners. We are actually at the end of our show right now, and, of course, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I hope you have an amazing weekend, and, of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. Keep your face and always towards the sunshine, and the shadows will fall behind you. Appropriate for you, Scott, right? With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805, and we'll talk to you next week.
I have got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me,
so deep in my heart.